Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages. Hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, depending what time you're listening to today's show. We are changing it up a little bit because we're in summer mode. You've been listening to a lot of episodes, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, whether it's been in the Savvy trailer or some of the Vault episodes. We have a lot of stuff going on, right, Vera?
We do. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been really awesome so far.
Yes, I want to say everything opening up, just kind of this new normal is interesting, and also understanding that we need to do self-care too, right?
Yeah. And that's why it's funny. I think we noticed that we were cranking out a lot of episodes, and it's really exciting because there's so many things going on, but you do feel a little bit of a, whew, I think I need a little break from, just to kind of regroup. And like you said, have a little self-care with our families too.
Yeah. And right now it's good weather. It's one of the benefits of being in California that you're up in the mountains and I'm in the city, and being able to, you know, take advantage of this little summer break. So with that note, we're going to do our best to keep cranking out every Thursday an episode that most likely is from the vault. And if you don't hear from us for a little bit, it's because we're taking a break. That self-care is so needed. But we're excited because when we come back, we will be now in season 6 with some really cool new episodes because of some conferences that are coming up. And kind of, what is it that we did last year at the Savvy trailer at this public space?
Yeah, we were at the Azalea Shopping Center, and it was put together by the city of Southgate as well as the Southgate Police Department. So that was really great. And we had our first official event where kids came in and were so thrilled to experience their first podcast recording. And right, the things that we heard, it was just beautiful to hear how kids have answers to save the world. So and that will also be getting edited, organized, so that we can publish the audio and people can listen to the beautiful words that we heard the children talk about.
And if you haven't seen any of the pictures, you know, we were lucky enough to get some really good shots of the kids being interviewed by you. Just adorable, and to see like these little future podcasters, leaders, or whatever they decide to do is kind of exciting to see. And then also because things that are opening up, a few conferences are opening up as far as a hybrid situation where you could do virtual or you can be there live. And this year I have the opportunity to host again. This time I'll be co-hosting with Josa Sihai, which hopefully we'll bring back for another episode. He's a comic of his own. So being able to do an award show with him is going to be very interesting.
That's going to be super fun.
Yeah, we've been talking about like how the script will look, any wardrobe costume changes. So it's definitely going to be a fun scenario. So that's the Plutus Awards. And so kind of working around that and see how we can make it work. So hopefully we'll get a few episodes from that too. And speaking of the Plutus Awards, for those that aren't familiar with it, they highlight, it's a foundation, but they highlight all types of media that are in finance, that are, whether you're a blogger, podcaster, journalist, and basically people that create financial media content, right? And so as for us, since we have this podcast, we have the Savvy trailer, we're asking people to vote for us. And why would you think we're one of the people that should be voted for like best project in financial literacy?
Well, it's if you haven't seen that, by the way, please make sure to follow us on at the Savvy Trailer on Instagram, because you'll see how you can vote and why. But basically, I mean, we're really focused on bringing access to local communities, access to financial literacy, to mental health awareness, and tech, right? So a lot of just based on our first event, it was really proof that, you know, kids want to be heard. And sometimes we all think like, oh, they want to be on camera. No, on the contrary, a lot of them were like, hey, this was less scary. Like, I can really share myself and not be intimidated. And, you know, to get them asking questions already about money, about how to also self-care and what it means to be going through crisis and how they reacted. They have so many amazing responses. And it just, you could see their wheels turning, like the imagination just going wild. And that's what we want to bring to local communities. That's what we are bringing to local communities. So yeah, definitely support us, vote. It's for a great cause. And, you know, maybe we'll come to a local community near you.
Yes. And I think that's one of the reasons why you and I decided to say, you know, we need a little vacation, a little break. You and I tend to work during vacation too. So it's not necessarily that we're off.
That's right.
We're just allowing ourselves to be creative, right? I forget what book I just recently read. It's The Creative Curve. And I love how it mentioned, it's a good business book, but for just people that are creatives, of the people that take off the most time actually create the most, or have more time to create, they have more time to actually get things done. And I think sometimes we miscalculate and think, oh, success means I have to keep working to the point that I'm so exhausted. Right. And you and I are not like that.
No. It's definitely, I think when you're younger, you definitely think about like busybody, being productive means I'm being productive, but actually it's counterintuitive sometimes. So that's a great book for people to check out.
Yeah,
have to give yourself space.
You do, sometimes we say we have these moments of, creative outlets or you have an idea, but we feel like so bombarded by all these other projects that we don't get an opportunity to just say, I'm going to sit down, work with this, play with this and see how that come about. So for you and I know that's something we wanted to do, is kind of focus on some of the cool content that's coming out, especially because there's so many people that we're talking to, interviewing, and being able to highlight what they're doing. I think it's sometimes we have to prepare for that. So
we do. Yes. I'm really excited. I'm excited for the space that will lead to the creativity that we will share with everyone. So yes.
And with the pandemic opening too, I think someone recently asked, they're like, what is it that you want to incorporate to your new normal that, you learn from this quarantine time and everything that was going on the past year and a half. And I said, to choose the events that I want to go to say no to, no longer feeling like the fear of missing out. It's just like, nope, I won't want to spend my energy or overexpend my energy and just be able to keep, keep somewhat quarantined in a sense, but being able to take time to rest, rejuvenate and create more.
Great question. That is such a great question. What a great answer. I think the one thing that I really learned is to give people space in every sense of the word. I realized that we oftentimes really did cram each other into sardine-like situations, and it could also stifle conversations. And not the whole like exactly 6 feet, but understand that sometimes people, they do want to be alone, or they need time for themselves, or don't get too close. Somebody actually might not really like that. And so that was really interesting, just learning how space can actually be quite a precious thing. And I'm going to be very respectful of people's like immediate spacing. It was very interesting for me to learn that, even though it seemed very odd, like obvious, but yeah, I realized that sometimes I would get up in people's spaces. So I'll take that into the new normal with me.
I like that. Yeah, exactly. Being aware of everybody's spaces. I'm going to keep trying to do the 6 feet apart as well. Just kind of understanding, you're right. Some people have, even before COVID, they were just like, they're not huggers, and I'm a hugger.
Right.
So it's a kind of like understanding that we all have our own comfort levels. And so I think that's a really good one, especially being able to identify what people are going through, because a lot of people are still, dealing with it.
Right.
And especially if you lost a loved one during this time, I know this has been difficult for many of us. So on a happy note, we know we're going to be cranking out some fun stuff and seeing season 6 and kind of seeing where who we go with, basically, and where we're going to be. And I think I can't wait to start telling people, like, hey, you're going to see us soon at this. It's going to be a similar city.
But,
we'll keep you guys in suspense. So make sure you stay tuned for that episode, just kind of explaining where the Savvy Trailer would be going. And for you, is there any plans that you have for the summer that you want to let other people, because other people that have their own business or they're starting a business are afraid to take some time off. You know, I think that's the biggest fear we have when we're starting out is, if I take time off, will I lose my clients or will I be losing an opportunity? But it's needed. So is there anything that you're doing?
That's an interesting question too, because I find that a lot of, especially what with social media, people think they need to automate all sorts of things. So in their absence, there's still something going on. I'm not about that. I'm more like, I'm going to take time. And that means you will not have me in your circle for that time period. Of course, it doesn't mean people can't reach out and I don't want to have conversations. That's of course, I always welcome that. But yeah, I plan on just being up in my mountain and really embracing my home and take some time from driving around to so many different things and, you know, hanging with my dogs and my husband and just walking in nature. Yeah. Taking full advantage of that.
I love it that the dogs will get a chance to, you know, spend some time with you too.
Yes, exactly. I miss those little guys. Soon we'll have to put them on the Savvy Trailer with us too. They can be our little mascots, all of our dogs.
Oh my God, that'd be so awesome. Our four dogs on the side are like, what are you guys doing?
Exactly.
A side grooming business. Maybe we'll pair up with some local local groomers and see what they want to do.
Yeah, we can just let them talk to each other. It'll be a full podcast episode of dogs just kind of being dogs.
Absolutely. So catching up on our summer readings for sure. Listening to some of our favorite podcasts and, putting in some votes for some other people that I think deserve the Plutus Awards. Cause it's so cool to be able to recognize people that are creating content that back then might've seemed really dull and they're finding new and fun ways to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really cool. And the Plutus Impact Award is coming up. The Plutus Impact Summit, which is their first ever summit. It's July 23rd and 24th for anyone.
Oh, that's around the corner.
That wants it. Yeah, it's just right there. And it's free because of the sponsors that they've had. And mm-hmm. It's wonderful to see. And we're going to get to listen to Rami Sethi, which his book is so well known. It's New York Times bestseller. I Will Teach You to Be Rich. I love the book. I'm excited to be the second. I'll be keynote speaking the next day.
Yep.
He's the first day. And when I saw the image next to my face, next to his, I'm like, oh my God, this is real.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially with somebody you like definitely
yes,
are in awe with. I'm like, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah.
So,
and for those of you listening again, we do post all of that on IG. So either at the Savvy Trailer or Financially Savvy in 20 minutes so that you can see everything that is happening for Natalie in the next couple of weeks too. So yeah, it's kind of a big deal. So that's really cool.
Especially when it's alive. It's still virtual, but it won't be a pre-recording. It's going to be live. So anything can happen and bloopers. And for those that are watching this video, I forgot to take this screen down. my husband teaches communications. He's a professor. And so he has some of his props in the back. And this morning I was like, I'm just going to record. I won't try to set up the office.
Speaking drills. I like that. I want to know more.
Yeah. They're like, what is she teaching now? The funny note is he cracked me up and said that it fell the other day. So I was like, that's a great blooper for you. You know?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We learn as we go. Any final thoughts for the summer hurrah and moving forward? It is the 6 months. So we're halfway through the year. So maybe a goal or something in mind too.
I think honestly, my goal really is to spend more time in nature. That's because I do have to go to events a lot and it takes me off the mountain. And I really, really want to just embrace living in the mountain. So every aspect of that. But I really do wish everyone a happy and safe and healthy summer because things are opening up like full swing and people are going out. So just, you know, be safe and take care of each other. Be respectful of one another.
Love it. Love it. Well, yes, stay tuned. We're definitely going to be cracking out more of the English, Spanish episodes. If you haven't listened to some of the most recent ones, definitely give it a listen to this summer. Binge on the things that you want to learn more about or learn how to be more creative or just taking time for you.
Exactly. Yeah. And please keep in touch if you want. Again, you can send us a message on Instagram at The Savvy Trailer or Financially Savvy in 20 minutes. We might not get back to you in that instant, but we will get back to you. So enjoy the summer, everyone.
Bye, everybody. See you
Bye.
Next time.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.